Yesterday was the kind of day executives at Google would probably like to delete. Trading of the internet giant's shares was temporarily halted after the company's earnings were released accidentally and prematurely. What's worse, the numbers were not anything Google would want to show off. The earnings report showed profits last quarter fell by more than 20%. Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
By the time Google's co-founder and CEO, Larry Page, kicked off Google's earnings call yesterday at 1:30 in the afternoon Pacific time, there was a lot to talk about. But
as you can hear, my voice is still hoarse, so I'll keep my remarks reasonably short.
Page has been battling voice problems for months, but yesterday a hoarse voice was the least of his worries. Google had planned on releasing its third quarter earnings after the stock market closed. But instead, someone, somewhere at the company Google pays to print its financial documents, clicked send a little too soon. And without warning, a draft of Google's earnings report popped up on the Securities and Exchange Commission's website, right in the middle of the trading day. And what was worse, at first glance, Google's quarterly results looked terrible. Profits fell 20%. The price of Google's web search ads had fallen 15% from a year earlier. Expenses were up sharply. And Motorola Mobility, which Google bought earlier this year, lost more than $500 million in just 3 months. In seconds, Wall Street investors began to sell. Within minutes, Google's stock shed more than 10% of its value. And within the hour, Google asked to temporarily suspend trading. But by then, its shareholders had lost more than $19 billion, at least on paper. Here's Larry Page on a call with analysts yesterday afternoon.
I'm sorry for the scramble earlier today.
In a raspy, halting voice, Page defended Google's financial performance.
We had a strong quarter. I'm really happy with our business.
He boasted that gross revenue shot up. And even though Google's just 14 years old, it brought in $14 billion in the last 3 months.
Not bad for a teenager.
But a lot of that new revenue came from Motorola. And although Motorola sells a lot of phones, it's not creating any profit. In fact, last quarter, Google announced it was laying off thousands of Motorola employees.
But that said, we're just at the beginning of the Motorola Google story.
Patrick Pichette is Google's chief financial officer.
Our team has made a lot of operational changes. We're really pleased with Motorola's progress in its first 150 days.
And while growth in Google's core business, search and advertising, has slowed a bit, Clark Frederickson, who follows Google at eMarketer, says it's nothing to fret about.
The bottom line is that Google is in a very strong position in the marketplace. Google now holds more share than any other company in each of the U.S. online search, display, and mobile advertising markets.
And all of these markets are still growing fast. Google sold 33% more search ads this year than last. Google overtook Facebook in online display advertising. And Google earns more money on mobile ads than all other tech companies combined.
Google dominates the U.S. mobile ad market.
But Frederickson says mobile is a bit of a mixed blessing for an advertising company.
Consumers in general are a little bit less likely to make large purchases and purchases in general on their phones.
That means advertisers pay less on average for ads that show up on mobile devices. As people spend more and more time surfing the web on smartphones, that has pushed the average price Google gets for a single ad down. But Frederickson believes as consumers get more accustomed to shopping with their phones, that will change. He thinks mobile ads could quickly become much more valuable, and Google, he says, is well positioned to profit. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.